Hey, how would you like to give back to your university? Mm-hmm. And depending on your success level, some of them suggest a small gift. Some of them suggest a larger gift. Some of them want you to endow a chair, which I found out when they called me, is way more expensive than a piece of furniture like a chair should cost. But what Matt Ishbia did was really above and beyond. A former walk-on at the University of Michigan State for the basketball team, who ended up winning a national championship with them, you might recall, has gone on to quite success with United Wholesale Mortgage and decided that the company will sponsor all 133 of MSU's men basketball and football players for the upcoming school year. When I say sponsor, I mean each student athlete will be paid $500 a month through funds provided by United Wholesale Mortgage and Matt himself. And he's on the line with us right now to talk about this. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing fine. So, as I say, you could have endowed a chair. You could have maybe endowed two chairs or a whole table. But you decided to give $500 a month for each of the student athletes on the basketball and football teams. Tell us why.
Yeah, you know, when I was at Michigan State, you know, Coach Izzo was always about family, taking care of our Spartan family. And this is an opportunity where we, the rules change. We're now name, image, and likeness is something that players can actually take advantage of that and get paid for their success. Because most college athletes, as you guys know, can't have a full-time job while playing college basketball and going to school. You just can't do it. And
right.
So how do we help take care of the student athletes in a positive way? And that's really what the concept was. And we looked at trying to do it for all 900 athletes. It just is more complex than you think, because you can't go to 900 individuals. You actually got to go to each individual. You can't call the university. And so we thought, let's start with taking care of the football players and the basketball players and really make an impact on them, and then see where this goes from there.
The $500 amount and the fact that it'll be paid per month, tell us how your experience as a basketball player at college informed you to make that decision on that amount, and what you think a difference that will make for these guys.
Well, I think it's going to be a huge difference. I mean, I remember, you know, seeing, you know, finishing up a game and seeing, you know, Mateen Cleaves or Morris Peterson, Jason Ridge, Charlie Bell, some of these star players were sitting there, they're talking to the media, they're on TV, they're on ESPN, and then we're going and we're trying to split a $5 pizza because nobody had enough money to take care of it. And so what we really said is, how do we make an impact so that they can take a girl on a date, they can go to the movies, they can buy a new pair of shoes or shorts or whatever it may be. We just don't have that ability because you don't have any spending cash. And so how do we make an impact and help their college living situation be better, be more on par with normal student or normal athlete students at the university? And that's what we try to do. And we think it's going to work well. And we love that it was a team thing. It wasn't pay the star quarterback and the star guy more for his name image. And like it was a team thing. 1 through 100 or 120 on the football team, 1 through 16 on basketball. Everyone's treated the same. We're all one team, one Spartan family.
What will they do for United Wholesale Mortgage? Will they appear in ads? Will they be in calendars? What's the connection for the money?
Yeah, the concept is that they're going to help spread the word about UWM and about mortgage brokers. Findamortgagebroker.com. It's the best way to get a mortgage. You go to that place and you find a local partner throughout the country. So we said, hey, one of the reasons we went public was to educate consumers, and who better than 100 great student athletes that have a lot of followers to educate consumers about the mortgage process, findamortgagebroker.com. So they're going to share on social media a couple times a month on our behalf and hopefully spread the positive news. So it's good for consumers that follow them. It's good for the athletes. It's good for the university, and it's good for UWM. It's a win for everybody.
Now, this is for 1 year only for the time being, correct?
No, the concept is that it continues. That it continues going forward. As while they're an athlete at Michigan State University on the football or basketball team, they will get it continuously. Obviously, there's, you know, that's the plan, and that's how it's structured right now, is that it will continue each year for them. So the nice part is, you're a third string defensive linebacker. You're taken care of. Just, you know, be focused on football, focus on school, do the right thing and good things, and you'll be able to continuously get paid every month. And it's not just during the football season; it's all 12 months of the season.
So I've been trying, while you've been talking, to do the math in my head. I'm just hopeless. I tried. I want Kenny to know I tried. But 500 a month for like the school year, like 9 months basically, or 10 months.
It's all 12 months. So it's $6,000 per player.
Okay.
Times
so $6,000, 6,000 times yep. 133 is how much?
Like $800,000.
$800,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's out of our league. So why do we need to do the math? And that's I mean, Matt, that would have been a lot of money. And I would have said, oh my gosh, you know, that's a ton of money. Except you also donated like, what was it, $32 million to Michigan State Athletics. You've only been out of school. Maybe it's just my memory, but I remember covering you when you were with the team. You haven't been out of school that long. How have you done so well in such a short period of time?
Yeah, no, I learned a lot from Izzo and a lot from Michigan State. And so the way I've done so well is I've learned from them and implemented a lot of the things that Michigan State basketball taught me into the mortgage business. And I got to this company when there was 12 people in 2003, and we built it. We have 9,000 plus, and we're the second largest mortgage company in America. So it's about team. You know, Izzo taught me, put a great people around you, and that's what we did here. And so I'm not as good as people think, but I got a lot of great people around me that make me look good and make our company succeed. And so that's how I've gotten here. And you always remember to give back to those that helped you get there, and that's why I always take care of Michigan State.
Why did you do the football team?
You know, once again, we wanted to walk before we could run. You know, basketball is obviously my passion. I built a relationship with Coach Tucker as well. Coach Tucker's been out to our office. I spent some time with him, and I really believe in what he's trying to do there. And so we said, we can't do all 900. Let's start with football and basketball, and then we'll evolve from there and see if there's other teams or other things we can do. My real hope is this, so you know, is that me coming out with basketball and football, I'm hoping everybody else comes in and says, I'll take care of the women's soccer. I'll take care of the cross country. I'm even, you know, I compete with Rocket Mortgage, and we don't have a great relationship, but I hope they come out and sponsor the women's team or a men's track team. And like, this is not about competing. This is about taking care of Michigan State and doing the right thing. And I'm hoping that others follow, and that will be a real success.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a huge gesture, and it's an interesting new development in terms of being able to do this. When you were in college and playing for Michigan State, you would have gotten thrown off the team if you accepted this. And now they can take it. What are your thoughts just in general about being able to pay players now? I mean, they went from, you couldn't take, like you said, you can take $10 for a pizza. You could, that could be an NCAA violation if somebody, the wrong person gave it to you. To now, the quarterback at Alabama, before he ever took a snap that really mattered, already had $1 million in endorsement money. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously much different, right? Much different than it was back then. But, you know, I think the reality is this, the world's evolving, and there's no reason for these kids that are, you know, as successful as they are in high school and getting a college opportunity to be living below the rest of the students. And so the way I think about it is, do I think $1 million is excessive? Yes. But at the same time, if someone's willing to pay them, just like someone's willing to pay you guys to do your show, or someone's willing to pay me, like that's how the world works, whether you're in college and whether you're, except for if you're an athlete. So I'm supportive of it. I was a little skeptical at the beginning and worried about how it would change things. But I think it's really a positive thing for the student athletes, which is who I'm focused on right now. How do you take care of student athletes, people that have walked through the same shoes I was in 20 years ago?
Well, their shoes are going to be a lot nicer now.
Yes.
They're good. At $500 a month, you can actually get yourself a nice pair of shoes. Matt, thanks for coming on with us and explaining this. And I'm sure on behalf of Michigan State, there are a lot of people who are very grateful to Matt Ishbia today and United Wholesale Mortgage.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting development in college sports.
How about some pizza money for the coach?
I mean, they really have gone from rags to potential riches. There's no limit now. I mean, if there is a I'm trying to think like, okay, Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence was a huge star in
college
football.
Early, because of freshman, yeah.
Yeah, from the very beginning. And you turned on a television to watch Trevor Lawrence play football. You know, O.J. Simpson back at USC. Yep. You know, you watch the games to see him play.
Mm-hmm.
He can make, the next Trevor Lawrence can make $10 million a year being in college if he wants to. There is no cap on it. I mean, they really went from like, you can't have anything to you can have as much as you can get.